You're listening to SBS News.
Phoebe now remembers the huge feast of her Singaporean childhood, lovingly prepared by her grandmother with a smile. But not so long ago, the very thought of family mealtimes induced chest-thumping panic in the 23-year-old. For almost a decade of her life in Perth, Phoebe lived in a seemingly endless cycle of anorexia and bulimia, recovery and relapse. She says her parents struggled to understand what was happening.
My parents still sort of struggled at the time, and I couldn't articulate how I was feeling and what my experiences were to them, because emotions wasn't something that we talked a lot about in a Singaporean culture or an Asian background. I don't think that they had an idea of what the concept of what eating disorders were. And I remember my parents I just remember the look in their face. They were so hopeless. They felt helpless, that they couldn't help me.
Phoebe's family migrated to Perth when she was 9, and the dieting began at age 12 as she struggled to fit in at school.
I struggled to make friends, to keep friends, to try to fit in, and I really felt that I didn't have that sense of belonging. I felt like I was the odd one out.
Not fitting into a new country is also one of 26-year-old TJ's earliest memories. He was 5 when he arrived in Melbourne from Sri Lanka.
That aspect of me, when I was going to school, when I was interacting with others, it was something that, you know, I was quite ashamed of. I really just wanted to fit in with my peers, and the easiest way that I found to do that was to really hide, you know, being Sri Lankan.
He began worrying about his appearance again at 17 when he moved to university.
As a result, I, you know, started to lose weight, and my physical appearance changed quite drastically as well.
His mother and sister convinced him to speak to the family doctor, and it led to a diagnosis he wasn't prepared for.
And that was the first time that I'd really heard the words anorexia nervosa in a setting that wasn't, you know, watching it online or watching it in the news when it was focused on young women. I think for me, I was kind of thinking, but I don't look anything like the people that, mention when we're talking about things like eating disorders.
National eating disorders charity, the Butterfly Foundation, says the stereotype that eating disorders only happen to young, white, middle-class women is stubbornly hard to shift, even among health professionals. Amelia Trinick is a clinician on the Butterfly's National Helpline.
About 1 out of 10 Australians will experience an eating disorder in their life, but so many of them might not see themselves as having a problem or having an issue because they don't fit that stereotype. So about only a quarter of people experiencing an eating disorder actually get that support that they deserve. And that number drops, it lowers quite significantly for somebody who doesn't fit into that stereotype.
Appealing to migrants and non-English speaking background communities is a focus of the Butterfly's new campaign, Talking Helps, encouraging the 1 million Australians living with an eating disorder to seek support. The campaign provides information in 23 languages, and the National Translation and Interpreting Service is available on its free and confidential helpline. Phoebe and TJ are now both champions of the Butterfly's new campaign, and TJ says recovery is possible with the help of a medical professional.
I never saw anyone that looked like me on TV, in the media, talking about mental health, let alone an eating disorder. It's nothing to be ashamed about, and, you know, talking truly does help.
Lucy Murray, SBS News.